And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is in the house here at the Mighty 1090, talking fishing and giving some great advice.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. Giving some great advice, giving some great prizes, and having a lot of fun while we're doing it. And we want to hear from you. Join in the fun. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways you can do that. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. The toll-free one is 877-792-1090. Absolutely every single phone line is packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through here in this second hour. And boy, if getting a chance to talk to Willie wasn't enough, he's also brought us some fantastic prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a pair of tickets to go three-quarter day fishing at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And, man, sure want to say thanks again for
Absolutely.
That. That's an awesome set of prizes for a couple of very lucky guys. Again, if you want to get your chance, talk to Brian. Have your shot at that prize, 858-457-1090.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick. They're packed up.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Rich? He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Rich?
I had a question for Captain Brian. Last time I was in Dana Wharf down by the bait receiver, the gentleman running the bait receiver tossed out a couple of mackerel, and I think what came up looked like spotted grouper, two huge grouper came up and swallowed them. I was wondering if he knew what those are out there.
Gosh, yeah, I know some guys have had some black sea bass there inside the harbor.
Oh.
You know, it might have been one of those. You know, every once in a while, you know, the kids fishing off the docks or, you know,
really?
On the inside of the jetty will hook one and take them for a ride. Could have been one of those things up. You know, a lot of times when they have that small bait and some that kind of leaks out, the mackerel stacks up along the edge of the receiver there. And, sure, yeah, it makes sense. One of those things hanging out.
That's right.
And they the smaller ones have spots.
Yep.
So
that could have been
probably a black sea bass.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Phoenix this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, everything's good, guys, except the temperature.
Well, I guess we're going to get some of your weather out here soon.
Well, come on out to Dana Wharf then. Get a little cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah. 118 is right.
That's
not our way.
Jeez. Are you listening on the app out there, Mike?
I am.
All right. Fantastic.
And my question was for Woolly. If I come over and wanted to go fish and say leave on one of those early morning boats and I drive all night, is there a place to park there or do I need to get lodging for a couple hours? It just seems kind of worthless to do that.
Like you want to sleep in your vehicle kind of a deal?
Take a nap for like 2 hours. If I get there like at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning,
yeah,
the
you're fine.
At 5.
Yeah, you're totally fine.
Okay.
You could park on our main lot there for a couple hours and snooze out. And then, you know, right before the boat leaves, you get checked in. We'll get you a permit to get you out on our regular lot. And then, you know, you can move your car out there and, you know, take a little nap when the boat gets in before you get out. Head on.
There's
Perfect.
Lots of parking at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. That's one thing that we don't really talk about. And it's a big thing for guys that are wanting to get in on the really good bass fishing you have there that might be from San Diego and are not used to coming up or from L.A. and not used to coming down. It's very easy, lots of parking, very easy to deal with, really good staff inside, you know, the landing at Dana Wharf. I mean, if it's not your home landing but you want to check it out, highly, highly recommend. It's a very easy place to go fishing.
So how does it work with parking there? You get a permit from the office,
Yep,
right?
So we have our own lot. You come into our office, you get checked in for the boat, you know, whatever trip you're going on, and then they'll give you a little
You do
permit.
In the temporary parking there.
Right, yeah. You just pull in temporary parking, whatever, unload your stuff, get checked in. They give you a parking permit and directions to our little lot, which is just past the exit to the launch ramp, if you know Dana Point Harbor there. Yeah. There's the exit to the launch ramp.
And it's easy walking.
And it's just walk right there,
yeah. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. Basic. And so, it's free.
It's free.
So
That's
great.
Part of the deal.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. Hey, have fun. Drive carefully. Enjoy the heat. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water right now. We got Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's your day?
We're doing great. Fantastic. Love hearing that sonar clicking in the background.
Yes, it's the true on the water report. You know, so far, second day of a 2-day trip, we had a pretty good kelp this morning. 17 nice great yellowtail. There's been a little bit of yellowfin and Dorado mixed in down here, but I got to say that the size of this kelp patty yellowtail is pretty ridiculous. We, a rent rod group here, 26 guys, we were busy yesterday. We did not fare all that well. We ended up with one around on that nice great yellowtail, but a lot of these fish are up in the mid-20-pound range. They are just absolute brutes for out here.
Nice.
Wow.
That's great.
That's really good.
To put it into perspective, our last kelp of last night, we hooked 13 fish. We lost all 13 of them. 30 pound was not enough to stop them from going into the kelp. We did have a guy yesterday fishing 40 pound. He ended up with his limit. But these things are eating the surface iron, fly line bait. Really, really fun fishing, but the casualty rate yesterday was pretty gnarly. I know. Some guys have pretty good days on these things, and there's a little bit of yellowfin mixed in with it. We had a Dorado kelp, same kind of deal. We hooked some, but
they didn't make it over the rail.
Very festive group, and they're having a good time.
Oh, that sounds great! And this is easy 1-day range.
Oh, easy 1-day range. Yes, there's like I said, there's some pretty good counts on it, but you know, it's one of those things. You see yellowtail on the count, and first thing you start to think of is, you know, that 4 to 8 pound kelp patty yellowtail, and it's nothing. This would be a nice grade of fish for sea dress.
Wow. That's awesome, Mike.
That's good fishing. So if somebody wants to come fishing on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, you running regular overnights?
We are running regular overnights, and whether we're fishing this or that giant bluefin, that's we've had some pretty good trips on here in the last week and a half or so. It's basically we're going to be fishing whatever is biting the best. So whether it's going to be that bluefin, or it's going to be yellowfin, yellowtail, and Dorado down here. It's all, I mean, entirely based on what's biting at the time.
Bring all your tackle.
And yes, it's all. Yes, please bring anything from 20 to 130 pounds.
Wow.
We have plenty of rod storage.
That's cool, Mike.
Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the Tribute, how do we do it?
You can give C4th Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or c4thlanding.com. You can also look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, to see what we've been doing lately. Like I said, some of the bluefin we've been catching are just absolute beasts, fishing to the 200-pound range, not uncommon. And then now we have this to fall back on. Some are starting to get going.
Finally.
Great news,
yeah,
Mike.
Good stuff. All right, Mike, appreciate that report, and keep getting them. Appreciate the On the Water report. Get some more.
Have a great Sunday.
All right, you too. Look who's on the line. Straighten up now. Yeah. It's Don Hanson, the boss
on the line.
Good morning.
Hey, Don.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. First of all, congratulations, Rick, and when is the party?
Hey, soon, buddy. We're really excited. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. What I called for, I was sitting there listening, and you started talking about parking. And that's been one of my projects for about 49 years to get more parking. And last Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors, 5-0, signed a lease to revitalize the harbor for $330 million.
Wow.
And so they're going to start very shortly. The first thing they're going to build is the parking structure, which will ease the parking for everybody down there. It's always been plenty of parking, but this will now give us the stuff we really need. So.
Wow, that's great news.
Where is that parking structure going to be, Don?
Right where the launch ramp is. It'll be above the launch ramp.
Above the launch ramp. Wow.
So it's really close to us. It's very close to us.
That's great news.
And they're moving a whole bunch of buildings around. It's really, you know, and what first thing after they build the parking structure is all new docks for us, new pilings and everything else. So it's very, very exciting to get this finally moving. I've been working on it for a long, long time, as you well know. We've I signed the contract 49 years ago, and they told me you needed more parking, and so it took a few years to get it.
Hey, Don, can you whoever runs the Dana Point Harbor teach a lesson to the San Diego Port District, please?
Send them our
San
way.
San Diego Port doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I hear you guys all the time, but well, I'm on the line here. I might as well thank Brian for an outstanding job he's done for all the years he's worked for us.
Thanks,
he works for Michael. He doesn't work for me. I don't do anything. I just stay out of the way. But, anyway, Brian has done an outstanding job, like Tommy has. Tommy's been there close to 40 years, and so the guys don't leave.
That's right.
And I really want to thank Brian in front of all your radio audience. What a great, great job he does.
Appreciate that. Hey, I like coming to work every day. We have a good time. It makes it easy.
Here he is on his day off, too.
Yes, I didn't want to say that because he'll talk. Never mind.
Yeah.
but you notice every Sunday he's on a call and he is off on Sundays. And so. Anyway, thanks again. And I just want to bring you guys up to date on what's going on in Dana Point Harbor. And it's really exciting. And probably Billingham is going to build the docks, and they're a great builder. And they said they'll start and go right on through the whole harbor. So
Billingham's the best. Yeah, that's great. Good for you guys, man.
It is the best dock builders in the world. So.
Period. Yeah, wow, that's exciting, Don. Great news for Dana Orr Sport Fishing.
Congratulations,
okay, well,
Don.
Just don't forget, Rick, to let us all know where the party is. You went to Alaska, you caught a hell of a fish.
Yeah, you're not kidding, buddy. You'll get the invite for sure. I promise you that.
Okay, be good, guys.
Thanks, Don. Right,
thanks, Don. From one Hanson to the next. It's our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hanson. This report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. It sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability, local tuna and yellowtail fishing. It's happening. You should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. And coming very soon, the new Nautilus. I saw it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's
wait till you see it.
That's a good hook.
Yeah, for sure. It'll put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Pete, Rick, good morning. Hey, Brian, Willie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Dave?
Morning.
Hey, Pete, I am setting on our numbers right now, and I am looking at a giant foamer of yellowfin as we speak.
Wow.
There's you know how many boats are here?
Like,
none. And it's exact same numbers as last week when you and I were having fun out here. And there's nobody here but us. We're just looking at fish right now, waiting for this wind to blow a little harder before we start dragging the yummy around. But, guys, there's just a phenomenal amount of tuna out here. Whenever they finally decide to bite, it's going to be awesome. But, hey, guys, marlin yesterday. Look at what happened. Lasley got the marlin, and the Swagger caught a marlin. Steve was like 5 minutes out of Avalon, got a striped marlin there on the Bad Company. He
Shocker.
Just got up here from Cabo,
Shocker.
Drove 900 miles and got a marlin.
Yeah, you know, if anybody's going to get him, you know, it's got to be him, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know he hardly ever catches anything. So, now there's a whale here in the middle of the foamer. What does that mean?
That was what?
Oh, sounds like he said a whale.
Yeah.
Whale in the foamer.
Just like what you guys had last time.
Last week.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Giant foamer of giant bluefin with a whale in it.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on here. Again, he's getting riding. Like a tenth of a mile from where it was.
It sounds like we're losing him on that sat foam.
Unreal.
But, man, what a great fishing opportunity. I know you were saying when you had that big one last week, Dave was right in that same zone.
Dave called us in.
That's so cool,
man.
He
said, come over here. There's a giant foamer of straight cows. There we were, right, Dave?
Yes, sir. It was pretty awesome. We got two that day. We were pretty happy.
Unbelievable.
What a great fishing season this has been and continues to be. And, boy, writing's on the wall for this to just keep increasing. And there's no reason for that fish to go. There's bait and there's food and there's plenty of time. And I think we're going to do nothing but just keep teeing off on these big ones, Dave.
Absolutely. And look at the needlefish bite on the coast. I mean, Brian, that's pretty amazing that you can actually target needlefish on the sun, but
we caught a couple last week.
Needlefish, huh?
That's pretty cool.
You're breaking up quite a bit there, Dave, on the sat phone, but I know I can tell you that, you know, Dave Hansen's videos, they taught me how to fly the kite with the balloon, which has really kind of changed my game a lot. That balloon makes a big difference.
Big
having a helium tank and proper rigging is really, really important, and that's how I learned it on Dave's new website there. And, of course, fishdope.com, always the great information, always the great stuff from Captain Dave and from Mark Wish and all the guys. Every day, twice a day, three times a day, look at fishdope.com. It's all the same price. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Dave, how do we find you?
yoursaltwaterguide.com, guys. If you're not catching fish, it's not my fault.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. Go get them. Give me the report later. Appreciate the call this morning.
Sounds like some
good
fishing.
All right, guys, have a great day. Bye, Brian.
See ya.
See you, Dave. Right. That's great. Well, let's jump back into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Wooly. And how about we jump right back into them and talk to Rob. Rob's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. Morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering what the opportunity was right now as far as getting some of those cows out there by Catalina right now from and what it costs to go out there for an overnighter or a day and a half or whatever you got going.
Are you guys running any trips offshore to go target the
We have area? Not yet. You know, we haven't. Just Rick's, his bread and butter right now has been San Clemente Island, mm-hmm. you know, on his overnight
yeah.
stuff. And it's been hard to, you know, yeah, they're catching some fish. It's just hard to put, you know, 30 guys,
yeah.
give them that legit shot at one of those fish.
This stuff is beyond Clemente, too.
Yeah, so
it's a long way.
It's a haul for sure. So a lot of our stuff right now is just it's island fishing.
Yeah,
yellowtail.
It's a decision you got to make. I mean, that's trophy hunting fishing
yeah,
where,
right.
you know, two fish.
Lunar bust.
Two fish is an epic day on those giant ones. I mean,
right.
you know, and that means you're going to have.
One fish.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
What do you get? 250 pounder?
Yeah.
That's a day maker
I mean,
right there.
And that means you're going to have 29 guys that didn't get one. You know,
yeah.
where right now Rick's going over to Clemente and filling the bags and having great bass fishing and fishing yellows
exactly.
and shots of sea bass. And, you know, every captain's got to weigh out those options on what's going to provide the best, you know, fishing for their customers. And you know, it's just a call that has to get made. If fishing gets great and those things are biting full speed, you guarantee he's going to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, that fish moves back up off Clemente on desperation or something, and there's a shot, then absolutely he'll
yeah.
be out there targeting that stuff. So
yeah, no doubt about it. Now, locally here in San Diego area, there has been a little bit of bluefin at the Coronado Islands. A little bit, not much. But that's about the only local shot that you could have if you call that local.
If things will just get going, there's the kelps are all now, you know, either call it loaded or have the potential of being loaded in all of the, you know, the local banks, from the 9 Mile Bank to all the inner stuff, 302, 371, 425, all that kind of stuff. It's just not biting great. And, I mean, there are, you know, it's kelp paddy fishing. You could roll up on six, seven kelps in a row and catch nothing. And the eighth one, just like Mike said, you know, full speed on big yellows. But there's a lot of that kelp that's got fish on it just for whatever reason, weather not right, water not right, fish not settled in, whatever. But when that does happen, we've already got some very good kelp paddies that are loaded on deck. It just... The switch just needs to turn, and it will. I mean, there's no question that it's going to happen. Hopefully, it's tomorrow. Maybe it'll be in the middle of the week. Maybe it'll
just
be when the moon
know.
Changes. Yeah, there's no way of calling it. But I think our local season is set really, really well. We just
yeah.
need,
and
the
it's
fish
only
to be
nearing the end of July.
Exactly.
We have the best is yet to come.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Our best time of the year is what?
It's late summer, early fall.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's September into October. We're just the tip here.
Stay tuned for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning. 858-457-1090.
How about Hills in Ventura up next on Livestock Hookup? Hi, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Surf fishing right now. I got a short sea bass in Ventura here and a short halibut, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Nice.
That's a
good
morning.
I wanted to ask Captain Brian Wooly, he started talking about calico bass, and he was saying something about on a boiler rock, you use a bigger hook and a bigger bait. Man, I need some tips on calico bass because Kathy, one of the mates on the Island Spear here in Ventura, she put me to school. She caught like 30 in a row when we got on a kelp, and I think she was not afraid to throw her plastic all the way into the kelp. But can you give me some tips on calico bass?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of times, you know, we get some light loads and we'll get the boat in close in some short water and along some of these nice boiler rocks. You know, you want to fish a big bait. Those fish are used to, you know, those smelt, those bigger mackerel, some of that stuff washing in around those rocks. So you go bigger hook, obviously, right? You want to match the hook size to your bait size. You're fishing a, you know, good size mackerel, you're going to go with like a 4-0 hook or a 5-0 hook, and you're going to beef up your line, right? You're not going to be afraid to fish your 40-pound or even your 50-pound on some of those rocks and just, you know, get it in there and let that bait do its thing, swim in and around that rock, you know, land it as close as you can to some of that structure there and you know, make sure your drag's set appropriately and you got the right rod. You know, you're not going to be fishing that 40-pound on a, you know, your light setup, right? You're going to have maybe your heavier jig rod with, you know, your Trinidad 16 or something like that spooled with the right stuff and, you know, kind of go from there. So we always tell guys when we're fishing that stuff, use your bigger hooks, use the bigger bait. And, you know, sometimes we don't have that mackerel in our tank, right? We got to tank a sardine. You know, use a strip of squid, catch a mackerel on the side of the boat, pin it on your hook, get it over the side, and, you know, just the thing that guys that want to catch a bigger bass, you got to do something unconventional than what everyone else is doing on the boat, right? You see everyone catching these, you know, 13-inch, 14-inch bass all day long on, you know, the lighter line and the smaller hooks with the small live bait. Kick it up a notch, you know, be the guy that does something different. And again, kind of like what Ricky said earlier on, you know, you might not get all those bites, but when you do get bit, you're going to have a shot at that bigger fish for sure. So just don't be afraid to try something different than what everyone else is doing.
That's
on
great
the
advice.
You know, I have an idea. You know, you do all these kids' camps and teach kids to fish. What about taking adults to fish, huh?
Yeah, calico bass, halibut? Awesome, man.
Hey, we had it was funny. We had a kids' trip last week. It was an afternoon half-day charter. It was a friend's Oralo trip. And it was a light load. We got the boat on a boiler, like legit on the rock, and those kids wailed on some
That's
giant
so cool.
fish.
That's so cool, man.
It was
man.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And what conditions make that happen?
Well, obviously, like the swell coming, you're not going to be anywhere near any of that stuff, right? Yeah. So you got to watch it. You get no surf. You get a little bit of good current going. The water doesn't necessarily have to be super clean and nice when you're fishing those boilers, because that, you know, turbidity in there on that rock is usually messed up as it is. You know, it's going to be dirty and murky. Just, you know, you got to get find the right rock when the wind's kind of pushing the right direction, you get the right current and get you in there right, and just things have to line
conditions
up.
Have
yeah,
to line
they
up.
Have to
yeah.
line up.
What's
Very
the
good.
Ideal current situation for bass fishing in Dana Point?
You know, it's funny. There's certain spots, like there's some stuff below our harbor that'll bite pretty good with a little bit of uphill, and then the stuff above our harbor tendency a little downhill push. So And two, when we have smaller bait, the stuff below the harbor usually fishes better. And we have our bigger baits, the stuff above the harbor bites better.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it's just
that's the way it
that's
is.
Just the way it is.
You know. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, man. Gary calling us from San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gary.
Thanks for hanging in there, Gary.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Hey, my question is really about throwing the iron. I was out on a three-quarter day boat the other day. And I was watching these young guns up on the bow, and these guys were good. And every time we pulled up to some foamers, they were taking bottles of water and just soaking their reels. And then they'd start throwing the iron. And I couldn't figure that out. What is the advantage of that?
Well,
any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a better control of the spool when the line's not dry and it's not, you know, after you've made a bunch of casts and winds, you get that salt kind of build up on your line. They're washing some of that stuff off the spool, so when they're ready to make that next cast, you know, the line's a little more supple. It's not crispy with the salt, and they can get that extra distance, and, you know, it just kind of softens the stuff up.
And avoid a backlash.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. You know, Captain Frank Lopresti taught me that a long time ago in one of his seminars. It's like always wet your line before you make the cast. Dry line does not do
it's,
well.
It's just not going to come off the spool right. It's not going to go through the guides right. It's just better if it's a little wet.
Especially a foamer scenario like that when you're, you know, extra fired up and you got a little buck fever going on and you're wanting to make the cast as far as you can because you're hoping that your jig hits the spot before the spot goes down. And you rear back and fire as hard as you can on a dry spool, and that's for sure when bad things can and do happen for sure. So always just a good casting technique to get that spool wet before you make the cast.
Indeed. That's why we always have a bottle of water at our Shimano casting contest. Next, whether you use it or not, it's up to you. But if you wet that line before you make that cast, you have a lot more control and distance on it, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And speaking of which, our next San Diego County Ford remote broadcast is going to be Saturday, August 4th, 2 weeks from yesterday, at North County Ford in Vista, and that's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either by the random draw, which we do, or the Shimano Casting Contest. Prize one, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. Grand prize number two, a trip four-night package for two at Rancho Leonero, including fishing. And that's in Baja's East Cape. And that includes a round-trip ticket, San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines, the best airline in the business. And be sure to check that Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, for more information on Alaska Airlines. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, ton of great giveaways, too. Just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you Saturday, August 4th at North County Ford in Vista. That's just off the 78 freeway in Vista.
Have not been a single phone line open since the second half of the show. We have our first one right now. If you want to still get through, get your chance to talk to Captain Brian Willie. 877-792-1090 is the only line open right now. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots more info coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leno. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 superpongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Oh!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com's online. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. God, what an exciting show, and I'll tell you why. I lived and fished in Dana Point for 30 years. I'm so excited to hear Brian this morning. What a
morning,
great
Yanni.
Hey, listen, I have got something very special for us here in SoCal because it's so damn hot, and that is I've got a tuna tartare stuffed inside of heirloom tomatoes.
Ooh.
And as fishermen, I know you guys aren't going to have any problems at all finding some fresh tuna. But heirloom tomatoes, they can easily be found if you're not growing them at home or if you're not stealing your neighbor's heirloom tomatoes. Just go to your local farmer's market and get some heirloom tomatoes and enjoy this beautiful combination of fresh tuna and heirloom tomatoes.
Nice.
Yum. And you have that recipe dialed in. You just make up the tuna tartare and then stuff it in the tomatoes. Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. But the key is you get to use the heirloom tomato juice on the tuna tartare. Traditional tuna tartare sauce is just soy sauce and citrus juice, but you add some of that heirloom tomato juice in there, and oh, my God, it elevates the dish and crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds good. So good. Of course, that's available now at fishermansbelly.com, and we'll have it up on our Angler's Table section of the letstalkhookup.com website very soon. Yanni, sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see the recipe, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You will. Hey, gentlemen, I've got one tip for Dana Point bass calico fishermen.
Let's hear it.
I use lures that look like baby calico bass because I found throughout the years of fishing there that big bass hate small bass hanging around them, and they just aggressively go for them. So I've had a lot of luck with lures that look like small calico bass.
Ooh. Yeah.
There you go. Good.
All right.
Go.
You're letting out a secret.
Yeah.
Bat. It is a secret.
All right, Yanni. Thanks Yanni. A lot for that. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Appreciate that. You know, while we're on the subject of cooking, you know, when we were at Kingfisher Charters in June, we brought back a couple of Steve Pinard and I brought back a couple and some others too. A couple boxes of those frozen Alaskan spot prawns.
I blew it.
That they, dude, I am telling
you. I blew it, not getting in on that. I totally blew it. And I've been kicking myself ever since.
We bought the ones that were jumbo.
Yeah.
And they have eggs on them. And Lolly made this dish the other night with pasta that you take the spot prawn and you shell it. And then the eggs kind of turn to water, really.
Okay.
And you save that orange juice. And you mix that in with tomatoes and garlic and white wine and you know whatever and you saute it with the egg the leftover
right.
moisture from the eggs on the and then you don't overcook the spot prawns, just saute it. Unbelievable.
Oh my
I've never tasted.
Oh my God.
I mean,
dude.
It's not fair to call them shrimp.
Yeah, right.
They're like beyond shrimp. They're that good.
Oh.
So if you go to Alaska, you have the opportunity. I know in Sitka, I know if you ask Kingfisher, they'll arrange it for you. It was, you know, it's not cheap. It was, but it wasn't that bad. It was, I think it was $20 a pound for the super jumbos.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
Best thing you'll ever have out of the ocean kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
Little
good call. I like.
For sure. All right, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, we got a first-time caller on the line. First-time callers always go to the front of the line. That's the case with Nathan. Called us from Long Beach this morning. What's up, Nathan? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm good. What's the best size setup for sand crabs in the surf right now?
Boy, I'll tell you, light line, right?
Light line. You know, the times I've fished with Gundy a few times and the stuff he's told me is, you know, small spinning reel, 6-pound line seems to be kind of the go-to stuff. And just, you know, your little assortments of little sliders for your Carolina rigs with your grubs or your sand crabs.
That's the key is Carolina rig,
yep.
Which is like a swivel or a little keeper about 3 feet from the hook.
Right, and then you got your little fluorocarbon leader, whatever, down to your hook from the bottom of the swivel.
And then a small bait keeper hook.
Yep. Like, gosh, I don't even know what size hooks those things were.
And then once you identify in the surf where those sand crab are, you'll get them every time. It's just like little ripples in the sand. And very, very easy to dig them up. You can get a sand crab digger, but you don't really need to right now.
You can get down there at the tide and dig them on up. And,
yeah.
You know, Gunny gave me some tips, too. He said, you know, go down there at the low tide, find those little pockets and those little holes, get kind of an idea where they are. And then, obviously, you're going to, you know, go back when the tide's filling in and get down to those same little zones. And
yeah. You know, the eighth, and the other thing, too, is I'm going to direct you to surffishtackle.com. Bill Varney's book is very, very descriptive on that. It'll show you rigging. It'll show you all that stuff. Surffishtackle.com. Buy the book. You can get all the tackle on there, too. Check it out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into them? This time talk to Frank, calling from Oxnard. Very patient caller. Frank, thanks for hanging in with us.
Good morning. My question is for Ricky. Yesterday you said something about being in the tackle shop and listening to on-the-water fish reports, and I wondered how I could do that.
Well, what I was referring to is our office. We have a dispatch radio, which is like a satellite radio that, you know, we talk to all the boats on. And unfortunately, it's like having a VHF radio in your boat, but it's a direct channel. So it's not something that can be monitored. But with that said, if you wanted to, there's a service on fishdope.com where they take like a compile of the, you know, the current channels that are being used, you know, and it's not going to be sport boat information, but at least give you a feel for the guys on the water. And if you can, you know, if you can wade through the BS of guys during their boredom, you could, you know, you could certainly pick up some cool radio information while you're sitting at your desk doing work. And it's something cool to put in the background.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is they at fishup.com, they weed through all that information for you and then basically post it a couple times a day on the report.
Well, yeah, I don't mean the report. The reports that they put are nothing but good info. I mean, they like, you can listen to VHF channels, like, on
that live VHF.
So, like, you can be sitting at your desk, and you got the bug, and you want to go real bad. You can, like, play that in the background, and you can be listening to Channel 72 while you're 50 miles inland sitting at your desk doing some work. So, so you can listen live. The Fish Dope compiled reports are the best. I mean, I think that's the best fish report info that's going right now.
Yeah, but a dispatch radio, for those that don't know, is a satellite radio that each individual boat would have their own channel.
Correct.
And you have to be privy to that information to be able to listen to them, so not everybody can listen.
It's like a phone. It's like a four-digit phone number, and every boat calls their own number. And the landing just have, what I was referring to is the landing has when it's on a speaker. So when we're, you know, rigging yummy flyers, you'll hear a boat call in with their report, and, you know, it's always fun times. You'll hear that radio kick off, and, hey, we're catching this, and we're catching that. And that's what, you know, creates that kind of electric, fun feeling in the tackle store, hearing all those reports coming in.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call from Oxnard, Frank. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. First time all morning.
All right. How about this time we talk to Pat? Pat's calling us from Santa Ana this morning. Hey, Pat, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Pat.
Pat, are you with us there?
Like, Pat might have gone on a little break. So how about we talk to Dave? And Dave's calling us from Spring Valley. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Dave?
I got a question for Wooly. Now, Wooly, when we're out there calico bass fishing, how many feet of leader of fluoro do we really need? Is it two? Is it five?
You don't need a lot. You know, a lot of, yeah, sorry about that. As far as the leader goes, you don't want to be casting the knot through the whole series of guides on the rods when you're calico bass fishing. I mean, if you want to, you can put a whole bunch on so, you know, your knot's partway, you know, down on your spool. Which, you know, some guys like to fish that way. When I fish it, I'll just go a short leader, just enough, you know, dangling from the rod tip to make my cast, you know, down to the hook. So 2 feet is probably good. And then as you kind of chew through that, as you retie your hooks, you know, you just, you know, cut it and tie on a new one as you need to through the, you know, the duration of your trip. So it doesn't need to be super long. And there's some instances where when the fish are biting, you don't even really need to fish your fluorocarbon. You can just straight tie on a piece of monofilament and, you know, kind of run it from there. So not long. We see a lot of guys with their leaders that are too long. It gets hung up on the second to the last guide or something, and they backlash, and bait comes flying off their hook, and it just causes more problems.
Okay, and then circle hook or J-hook?
I J-hook for sure with the calico bass. Yeah, you want to set the hook on the bass. You know, we see guys that do fish the circle hook, and they don't, for whatever reason, they don't have as much success, you know, with that circle hook. The J-hook is definitely better for the bass.
The advantage of a circle hook is you're going to get them in the corner of the mouth, and it's not going to chafe. So like a big bluefin or big yellowtail or yellowfin or something like that, you're not going to get the chafe factor.
Totally.
Of that. So,
and a lot of times too, when those bigger fish, they're eating the whole bait. A lot of times when these bass are grabbing these sardines or whatever they were fishing with, they're not grabbing the fish in the head where you have, you know, the hook through the nose of the bait. They're grabbing it sideways, right, like a bone, and then it takes them some time to turn it around before the fish eventually heads back down into the kelp. So, you know, do you put the reel in gear when you first feel the contact with the fish, or do you have to count and wait? It's just easier with the J-hook. It just fishes better.
You figure when a tuna eats a sardine, it's swimming full speed away from you. Put that reel into gear, and you know everything comes tight, and that hook has plenty of time to roll right into the corner. A bass is like a burst, you know, burst feeder. They go out and grab one, swim around, eat another bait, stay where they're at, you know, just a different. Not that it wouldn't work or couldn't work, but.
Like I said, we see guys doing them, but I just think for hook to fish ratio, yeah, J-hook all day.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Mark and Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great.
I just want to call the listeners, know everybody that I went up to Dana Wharf a few months ago. I had a online thing I purchased online to go fishing three-quarter day. And I don't know, something was wrong with it. And the guy up there, he could have just said, oh, yeah, your paperwork's not right, and just go, you know. But he took his time. It took about half an hour to get it all on mess. And I was on my way fishing that day. And I thought that was great. It's a really class act.
Well, cool. You know, we try and make stuff as easy as possible with that online stuff. But as everyone knows, you do something online, every once in a while you run into some weird little hiccup or complication. And, you know, if you got the paperwork and the stuff on your phone or whatever, we'll help you get whatever we need to straightened out to get you dialed in.
And that's the thing, that Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is probably one of the finest service landings.
No doubt.
In the business.
No
doubt.
We
try super hard.
You do really well with your customers. I mean, that's really a... Your attention to customer detail, unbelievable. And speaking of which, you know, that code, if you haven't used it already, Mark, HU25, when you check out, 25% off. So take advantage of that. Let's Talk Hookup code, HU25. Thanks a lot for the call and the comments.
All right. How about we jump back in again? This time, talk to Rick. Rick's calling us from Temecula. Hey, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my question really quick, I wanted to just make a compliment on your app. I had a little medical condition and had to spend a few days in the hospital. And listening to the replays of the show on the app were the best 4 hours I had in the hospital. So
awesome.
I appreciate that.
That's rad to hear, Rick.
We're glad you're okay, Rick.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yep. I'm ready to get out fishing. Hey, I had the opportunity to purchase a brand new Tranks 300 at a shop up here in Temecula that went out of business. I got a pretty good discount. And I want to spool it up with braid. It's my first experience with the braided lines. So, you know, looking at a Tranks 300 and going out, you know, doing the calico, the local half and three-quarter day, what would you guys recommend?
What do you like putting on it?
I'd say you want to fish the super slick. I think that's probably going to be the best Power Pro choice for that reel. And you can get away with probably – between 30 and 40 pound, I think, would probably be the best on something like that. Loaded that thing up with that, and, you'd be good to go. And then you can tie whatever necessary leader, you know, on the end from there, and you'd be good for a long time with that.
40 pound on there, you hook a big yellow by chance, you still have plenty of line.
Plenty of line and power.
We are so impressed with that series reel. The Tranks 300, obviously, the one that's been blowing us away a little bit is that Tranks 400, which... by looks is literally nothing more than a slightly larger version of a bass reel. And a lot of the boys in the shop have been fishing that as their, you know, bluefin, foamer, you know, casting small poppers and colt snipers and colt sniper jerkbaits. And the kids in the shop, I can't tell you the number of, you know, 30 to 50 pound bluefin they've caught on what really is just a bass reel. Never once has that thing been put through its paces. Good drags, good torque, good power. So how cool knowing you've got a reel that is perfectly suited for catching calico bass on a swim bait, and then the next day could be pulling on a 40-pound tuna and just still not have any problems. I just have nothing but the best thing to say about that reel.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, good luck with it. Have fun. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Bob and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bob?
Hey, fishing last year in the Clemente State. Great small anchovies, catching a whole bunch of bass. Two sardines got put in the bait tank. My daughter put one on, got dragged to the stern over to the corner and into the weeds and breaking off and all that. About an hour later, using Premier 30-pound test and a 1-0 Demon Circle hook, a 250-pound black sea bass.
Wow.
Held up to a 30-pound test line and a 1-0 circle hook.
There you go.
Pretty impressive, Bob.
Good right there.
now that's all she talks about is fishing. So I've gotten her a Tranks, and she's ready to go.
That's perfect.
That's cool,
and
Bob.
She's an adult. She's 54 years old. Never had like anything like that happen in her life.
That's so cool. And that's, you know, even though you have to release that fish, it's what a thrill.
Oh, yeah.
To catch a fish of a lifetime.
We've seen a
like
lot
that.
Of those fish too. Those things are doing phenomenally well. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a everyday deal. You're hooking
nuisance
a couple
almost,
of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what a cool deal for somebody to catch
totally.
A big fish.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
rad.
Catch it and. Get yeah. pulled around.
All the Wolfsons catch big fish.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. You've taught her well, Bob.
You're right. You're right. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot for the call.
John and Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi,
yeah,
John.
I wanted to ask Mr. Woolley, what if he used plastic, what was his favorite plastic in his setup for catching bass?
You know, I like the MCs. You know, I think Corey does a phenomenal job with his baits. My personal favorites are the stuff that look like an anchovy, a grunion, or a sardine. Those are my three go-to colors. I mean, there's so many different color options. But for us in Dana Point, those seem to be the three, you know, color patterns that work the best. And I like the fish. Just I like a bright yellow, that chartreuse head on all that. For whatever reason, you know, sometimes our water's not always the cleanest. And, you know, it's kind of murked up a little bit. And just for whatever reason, that yellow head with that grunion-looking body is just – it's my go-to.
Yellow head. Okay. Yeah, and what about the weedless style with the skirt on it? You like fishing those?
No, just straight lead head.
Just
no skirt.
Straight, normal
straight,
lead
normal.
Head.
None of that, you know, breast guard stuff or whatever.
Yellow.
Just straight.
Exposed hook.
Exposed hook. And
awesome. Thank you.
You got it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into them. This time, talk to Mitch. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Great show. I'm just writing down lures that look like calico bass. Okay, guys. I got a question for Brian. Actually, all you guys probably know this. I've been out of the picture for a while, but I want to go on a multi-day trip this year, next year. And I'm confused about limits of fish. I've been told, I remember 40 years ago, you can keep 10 yellowtail at the islands. And I think now it's 5, and it's 5 here. So I don't read as much as I should, but I'm just wondering – how much of a difference between California and Mexico for the game fish like the yellowtail?
Well, Mexico, it's 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Five of any species.
Right.
With a maximum of
15. Okay.
With a maximum of 15 fish for the day.
Then you're done.
Okay, great.
10, right?
Okay. Oh, it's 10 fish for the day. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
10.
Oh, it's 10? So Mexico is five of any one species,
okay.
Maximum of 10 per day. And there's only a couple of exclusions to that. One of them would be bluefin tuna. You can only have two, and that two counts the same as 5 of something else. It's like a limit's worth. Dorado is the same thing. You can only have two of those, but that counts as a limit's. Marlin is 1, that kind of thing. But for the most part, the most common fish you catch, you know, would be 5 yellowtail and 5 yellowfin tuna would be your limit, or 5 yellowtail and 2 bluefin tuna would be your limit.
That's even on a multi-day trip. Like I've heard, like, people get, like, 3 fish a day if you're way south.
You get that's your daily limit, and then regardless of the length of trip, you can have up to 3 days worth of limits. So on a 3-day trip, you could do that 5 and 5. You could do that all 3 days.
Right.
Or on a 15-day trip, you get the maximum of
of
15.
A 3-day limit.
Yeah. So you'd get a maximum of 15 tuna and 15 wahoo would be like your limit on any trip. So regardless of length, you get 3 days worth per trip.
I don't want to be out there and have them pull me off the boat and take me to jail because I got to fish.
I don't think you got to worry about that, but you should be within your limits.
But in the U.S., in the California waters, it's different, right?
Yeah, it's 10 yellowtail, right, per day, but 5 of your 10 have to be over 24 inches. So if you only catch, you know, small fish like Catalina yesterday, the fish that we were seeing was all small grade fish under 24 inches, so you got 5 fish, unless, you know, of course you catch the bigger grade.
No retention of black sea bass.
Nope.
Right now you're in the regular season for white sea bass. You keep
3.
Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
Calico bass has changed. If you haven't been fishing in a number of years, it used to be 10 fish, and now it's 5 fish, and it used to be a 12-inch minimum, and now it's a 14-inch minimum.
Same with sand bass.
Yep.
Spotted bay bass.
And,
right?
14-inch.
And this one that even I don't remember, Willie, you would know for sure, it's a 5 bass limit total, right?
Total.
I mean, meaning that could be 3
aggregate.
Calico bass
so
and 2 sand
three
bass.
3 and 2,
but not
4 and
5
1,
and 5.
But not 5.
Five. All right, very good.
All good. Hey,
thanks,
Mitch.
For the call.
Yeah, good luck on your trip. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We're going to find out who's going 3-quarter day fishing. We're giving away passes. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndStreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, two different winners, both getting a pair of passes to go three-quarter day fishing out of the best, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. That's going to Rich in Camarillo as well as Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with the boys at Dana Wharf.
And here's an example. Kenny's still on the line, never got on the air, but we always say if you're on the air before we go off,
awesome. Yeah.
We don't get your call. You're still in the
drawing,
and
there
it is.
Winner.
Pick the random numbers, and there they are.
Cool.
Such a great job you guys do at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks for taking good care of all our listeners there.
Absolutely.
HU25 gives you 25% off. Thank you for that. I know our listeners take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
And absolutely just a great operation. So if somebody wants to come to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, how do we go fishing with you?
Best thing to do, I mean, obviously this time of year, reservations. You got to make your reservations. So call our office at 949-496-5794. That'll get you to the landing there. And then you can book online 24 hours a day at danawharf.com. So just, it's super intuitive. It's really easy to use. Select the calendar day you want to come. Look for the trip that's offered. Boom. Use the discount code, and you're good to go.
You're in. All right. Very good. Hey, and thank you very much, and thanks to the entire staff at Dana Wharf for doing such a great job all the way up from Big Dawn there. Too.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me down here.
Hey. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. He's putting the archives up on the app right after the show and all on our website or on iTunes. You can download iTunes podcasts. Check those out. Thanks to Adam for all he does there on the other side of the glass. And thank you for a great weekend of shows. Next Saturday, watch out. It's Captain Jimmy Decker who's going to be in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon will be here, too. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.